joining me on Caradio's Afternoon Newsline with good news. Man, close calls with the governor's order to stay at home. We'll talk about how that might affect industry and the economy here with Mr. Greg Dingrando, Public Information Officer for the Pikes Peak Regional Building Department. Hello, Greg.
Hello, how are you?
Man, has it been a busy week. And when you and I were talking earlier, it sounds the same for you.
Yes, it has been a little bit chaotic, but very busy, very crazy, very good. The numbers have been coming in, and we've been continuing to work very hard just remotely.
In our worlds, we are surrounded by people who are in the construction field. Some of them are builders, and also on the other side of that, the people who sell what the builders build, real estate agents. A lot of questions we've fielded about what is happening, how do you do business, can you still do business with the Pikes Peak Regional Building Department?
Yeah, and we certainly have been getting a lot of those questions as well. But when the governor's stay-at-home order came down, certainly a lot of new questions popped up. But basically, they have deemed that construction is considered critical business. And what we do at Regional Building is also considered critical business because we're actually doing some of those inspections and making sure we're ensuring life safety, which is very important. So basically, everything is continuing as was before. Construction's going on, and so are the plan reviews, the permits, and the inspections from our side of things.
The big difference is distancing and how you are operating the building department itself. And there is a way that you suggested is really optimal for people who need to do business with you to do that business.
Yeah, the most important thing that we can encourage our contractors and our homeowners to do is to utilize our website. You really can do just about everything on our website, and with our physical office being shut down, it's really the best option. You know, you can still call us at 327-2880, and that number gets kind of forwarded onto our permit text, but you can do so much from our website. It's www.pprbd.org. You can request for permits, you can submit electronic plans, and you can call in those inspections, and our staff, even though they're working remotely, can take care of all of that for you.
So we're still getting inspectors on our sites and actually looking at the work that we're doing, obviously.
Yeah, the inspections are having to be done a little bit differently. For the most part, when they go out into the field, and they are continuing to go out into the field, they don't have that much interaction with the contractors or the homeowners. They're able to go in and look at what they need to look at and move on and actually do that inspection. But if there is a case where someone might be sick or they might need to be around a lot of people, we are encouraging the contractors and the homeowners to send us some photos. So we've been able to do a lot of inspections via photos coming in, as well as even using technology like FaceTime, actually FaceTiming our inspectors to actually show us the work that's been done so they can carry out that inspection. It's actually working out very well, and our inspectors just continue to be busy out in the field. And just to give you an idea, just today, I just pulled up the latest numbers, and we are just over 1,100 inspections for today alone.
Goodness. And that's divided up among a team of how many people?
Yeah, so we have about, probably about 75 to 80 inspectors, and that's split up amongst the different divisions: building, roofing, electrical, plumbing, mechanical, and elevator.
So COVID's not stopping you guys. You're keeping construction going.
Yeah, we certainly are, and the numbers have just been very, very busy. To look at, to give you an idea on the permits coming in for March, we just checked it today, 424 for the month of March. Those are single-family home permits. That is a 46% increase over March of last year. So even though things are being done a little bit differently, us having to work remotely and things a little bit differently out in the community right now, construction industry is still booming right now, and we are just so happy that we're able to be a part of that. Even though we're working remotely, we're happy to be able to kind of help continue keep this industry moving along and really helping out the local economy as well.
All right, Greg Dingrando, Public Information Officer for the Pikes Peak Regional Building Department, not letting anything stop them in the course of their work, which keeps the construction industry going, which is a huge sector of our economy. That reminder, that best way to do business with you, and then the web address one more time, Greg?
Yeah, the best way to do it is through our website, www.pprbd, that's Pikes Peak Regional Building, .org, or you can call our main line, 327-2880.
Greg, thank you very, very much for a couple of minutes with us today on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Thanks for having us.